Okay, my co-authors are Dr. Irene Frederick and Dr. Dara Mendez. And I have, there we are. I have no relationships to disclose relating to this presentation. And this is the format that we'll follow this morning for the presentation. So first of all, let me begin by answering the question, what is a doula? The name doula comes from the Greek word for caregiver or servant, and doulas are trained and experienced labor companions. They provide multidimensional labor support. And most importantly, they remain with the mother throughout her labor and birth. They often are the only person who's not a family member who is a consistent presence throughout the birth. Doulas are not medical providers. Oops, let's go back to that one. And they're not midwives, they're not nurses, and they do not perform any medical services. But doulas do make a difference in medical outcomes at birth. Here you see a summary from the Cochrane database of systematic reviews of doula studies. And primarily, I want to point out that women working with doulas have fewer cesareans and other medical interventions at birth, and they report higher satisfaction with their birth experience. Now that you know a little more about doulas, we'll take a look at Pittsburgh and the health disparities there. Here you can see characteristics of Pittsburgh's population, and note that 1/5 of the population lives in poverty, and unfortunately, Pittsburgh also has some of the highest maternal smoking rates in the country. And one of the greatest health challenges facing Pittsburgh is the persistent racial disparity in birth outcomes. Black infants have more than twice the rate of low birth weight as white infants, which increases their risk of developmental delays, behavioral problems, and ongoing health problems. We see the same stark racial contrast in rates for infant mortality, early prenatal care, and breastfeeding. Infant mortality rates are more than 3 times higher among black women than among white women, and 1/5 of black mothers did not have early prenatal care. Breastfeeding is also substantially lower. So these striking and persistent health disparities led to the development of the program I'm going to describe this morning. The Birth Circle is a community-based doula program that provides outreach and home visiting services to underserved mothers in Pittsburgh. Our program consists of one-to-one doula mentoring visits conducted in the woman's home, at her care provider's office, or other mutually agreed upon places. And doula services include culturally sensitive pregnancy and childbirth education, continuous labor support and coaching, breastfeeding education, and ongoing postpartum support. Ideally, doulas initiate service with women prior to 28 weeks gestation. And what you see here, those are the women who are the community-based doulas at the Birth Circle and make the program work. The program was created in 2001 when two physicians, a family practitioner and an obstetrician, observed the persistent disparities in birth outcomes among the women they attended at East Liberty Family Healthcare Center and Metro Family Practice, two federally qualified healthcare centers in the city. They recognized that traditional medical and obstetrical means had failed to improve birth outcomes. So with funding from the Heinz Endowment, they opened a dialogue with the community to learn what was happening and what could be done. The dialogue included focus groups, ethnographic interviews, and community surveys and meetings. Through this process, the community identified 3 core issues: lack of understanding about the importance of prenatal care, lack of support for breastfeeding, and lack of knowledge about preconceptional planning. The community felt that any program to address these core issues would have to include both education and support. So the Birth Circle first started with an ambassador's outreach program, which is a series of monthly educational dinners and trainings to provide community education to women. In 2003, the doula program was added to provide the support requested by the community. A nationally recognized doula trainer came to train the first doulas, who were recruited from the women serving in the Community Ambassadors Program. Many doulas were mothers receiving their care at the two founding healthcare centers. And in 2004, Birth Circle doulas attended their first births. In training this first group of doulas, the Birth Circle was expanding the traditional role of a doula to include home visiting that began in early pregnancy and that continued into the postpartum period. Doula services have traditionally been available only through private agencies to women who can afford to pay for them. And we were changing that model to provide doula services at no cost to underserved women and high-risk mothers. We accessed expanded training through collaborating agencies and our county home visiting network. And training included topics such as motivational interviewing, smoking cessation, and other areas that help the community doulas to meet the needs of the women they serve. When serving women, community doulas provide one-to-one mentoring visits. And as I mentioned earlier, they meet with women at their provider's office, at the woman's home, or at other areas that other places that the woman agrees upon. We have doulas who meet with mothers at Wendy's or at a public library or whatever the mother is comfortable with. In addition to providing individualized home visiting, doulas work with the OB team. They are paid and supervised, and always they are trusted members of the communities they serve. They establish a relationship with the mothers they serve, and that one-to-one relationship is the foundation for their work with that mother. Community doulas also help mothers to navigate the healthcare system. As I said, they often meet mothers at their prenatal visits, which encourages mothers to attend prenatal care. Many women have late entry to prenatal care and very sporadic attendance. In one large outpatient clinic at a maternity hospital in Pittsburgh, the wait times are very long, the appointments are short, and mothers often see a different clinician than each visit. So the community doula provides a consistent face for the women when interacting with the healthcare system. The doula can be available before and after the woman's appointment to help her make a list of questions for her doctor or provider, to help her process information. And then after the birth, the doula helps the mother schedule and attend her postpartum visit, plan for contraception, as well as schedule and attend their newborn's first visit to the doctor. Birth Circle doulas also provide crucial links to additional support services that mothers need. And in 2009, Birth Circle doulas referred 58 women to community behavioral health services, 32 for smoking cessation services, 5 to drug and alcohol services, 7 to services for intimate partner violence, 89 women were referred to WIC, and 68 for early parenting support services. An innovative aspect of the Birth Circle is our collaboration with a medical assistance managed care organization. In 2006, the Birth Circle began working with the UPMC4U Health Plan, which is the largest MCO in our region. UPMC4U provided special project funding for doulas to work with health plan members in an area with the poorest birth outcomes. And in 2008, the health plan expanded that program to 14 healthcare sites around the city, and the Birth Circle grew from serving 62 women in 2005 to serving more than 300 women in 2009. Birth Circle staff increased from 3 community doulas to 9, and we worked to standardize our intervention. We began to work with mothers in a wider range of healthcare settings. For example, we were accustomed to working with a high-level interaction at East Liberty Family Healthcare Center, where the same 3 providers see all mothers and work closely with the Birth Circle doulas, and where the mothers know that one of those physicians will attend her birth. And then we began working, for example, at a hospital outpatient clinic where women do not see the same provider more than once during their pregnancy, and they do not know who's going to be at their birth. This expansion brought new challenges in standardizing the service and working with a number of different OB teams. The Birth Circle's collaboration with the health plan and Medicaid funding also has important implications because 40% of U.S. deliveries are paid for by Medicaid, making MCOs a critical partner in addressing health disparities in birth outcomes. This program analysis was undertaken through a partnership with a Kellogg Health Scholar through the University of Pittsburgh Center for Minority Health. Today we share a preliminary descriptive analysis of existing data from the cohort of women receiving services in 2009. We have not previously had the benefit of systematic evaluation of the program, and we view this analysis as an exciting way to establish a baseline for our client population and to guide us in continued program development. Okay, the population that we work with includes women receiving their care at East Liberty Family Healthcare Center, which is our host agency, as well as mothers who have UPMC4U medical assistance coverage and receive care at clinics throughout Pittsburgh. And starting soon, we will be working specifically with first-time mothers through a recently awarded HRSA grant. This data here is on the racial makeup of our clients. It includes data from 2010, and the remaining slides show data from the 2009 cohort. In 2009, 258 women who were enrolled in the community-based doula program had their babies, and birth circle doulas attended 220 of those births, or 86%. Doulas provided 630 prenatal visits and 102 postpartum visits. The majority of the women served are young and frequently unmarried and unemployed. Substance abuse and behavioral health problems are common. Here we have gestational age, which follows a normal distribution. Disregard the 118-week entry. That was a case of intrauterine fetal demise that was inadvertently added to the slide. So you see a generally normal distribution of gestational age. And also, our clients have a high use of epidural pain medication and high cesarean delivery rate. Preterm delivery was 15% among all participants. And this is a bivariate analysis that also looked at preterm delivery. For this analysis, program participants were divided by their participation into two groups. The first group included women who had at least three prenatal visits with the doula, a doula at her birth, and at least one postpartum visit. And the second group included all women who had anything less than that. You can see there are some differences in the group with the two groups with the increased program participation for both preterm delivery and for breastfeeding, which we're using as a proxy measurement for infant attachment. But this analysis is a bivariate analysis, and we didn't control for other factors. So next, I'd like to look at results of patient and provider satisfaction surveys. Here we have data about nurses' ratings of the doula's work. And you can see, if you look at the two bars in the green area, that nurses rated the doula's work as useful or very useful in handling the physical aspects of labor 96% of the time. And then this is the nurse's assessment of the doula's usefulness in helping mothers to handle the emotional aspects of labor. And again, looking in the green area, they rated it useful or very useful for 98% of women. And then overall usefulness and satisfaction with the doula, the nurses, 99% of the nurses rated the doula as useful or very useful to the woman's birth. And then this slide shows some of the comments that doctors wrote on the evaluation about the doula's work. Now we'll take a look at the mother's assessment of having a doula with them during labor and birth. And for handling the physical aspects of labor, mothers rated doulas as helpful or very helpful 98% of the time. And 96% of mothers found the doula helpful or very helpful for handling the emotional aspects of labor. And overall, 99% of mothers rated doulas high for overall usefulness during labor and birth. Here, the mother's words about working with the doula speak for themselves. Providers and mothers clearly see the benefit of having a doula present to assist the mother during labor and birth. In conclusion, the Birth Circle demonstrates that a community-based program can provide a grassroots approach to addressing health disparities, and that the use of community-based doulas to engage underserved mothers in prenatal and postpartum care and in delivery choices can improve birth satisfaction and infant attachment. And finally, strategic program evaluation is needed to better capture the program impact. Additionally, we see that funding community doula services through medical assistance coverage offers the potential to address gaps in maternity care for underserved mothers. This intervention offers promise for improved health outcomes and warrants policy and funding consideration. At this point, I'd like to just tell you about two young women that the Birth Circle doulas worked with. The first is an unmarried woman in her 20s who suffered from seizure disorder and serious mental health issues. We received the referral from her OB provider, and she had no family support and no partner involvement, and she was terrified of giving birth. One of our most experienced doulas accompanied this woman to all her prenatal appointments, and when the time came for this young woman to deliver, JC, her doula, worked with her throughout her time in triage and labor and delivery to help her cope with her fear. And overall, the birth went well because of the support this mother had from her doula. She delivered a healthy infant vaginally and later was connected with parenting support services. Another mother in her mid-20s was delivering her fourth child, and she had not breastfed any of her other children. She also worked with the doula, and at the birth, the doula encouraged her to put the baby to the breast, and the mother ended up breastfeeding for 6 weeks. Also, because her doula explained other options to her and discussed the importance of breast milk, this mother, who had not breastfed before, pumped for 3 months with ongoing support from her doula. Without the presence of a doula, it was highly unlikely that this mother would have breastfed. So these stories bring us back to what is the Birth Circle's central mission, which is working with our community to create an integrated circle of care that addresses the needs of the childbearing family. The Birth Circle program demonstrates that as members of the communities they serve, working to improve health access and outcomes, community doulas can be powerful agents for social justice. I'd like to thank my collaborators on this presentation, Dr. Irene Frederick, co-founder and medical director of the Birth Circle, for her visionary leadership and her commitment to mothers, and Dr. Dara Mendez, Kellogg Health Scholar at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health, for her assistance in preparing this presentation. And finally, I'd like to thank all the doulas who work as community-based doulas for the Birth Circle and are making such a difference in mothers' lives.
Do we have any questions?
Are we going to do questions now? Yeah. Do you want to do questions now? Oh, okay. Sure. Oh, they're high. They're really high. This is again, including women who may have had only one interaction with a doula and are giving birth through prenatal care at a clinic where they don't have a strong connection with their provider. Let me go back and see if I can find that for you. There they are. Oh, went too far. Yeah, pain medication use, 88%, and delivery type, a 30% C-section rate. So those are, this is the hospital. Actually, they say, when would you like your epidural? They don't say, would you like it? They say, when would you like your epidural? Now, or do you want to wait till you get to your room? So it is, I mean, we're working against, and like I said, the thing about this evaluation is that we are looking at all the women who were referred for our services and who we met with one time. Some of these women won't have had a doula at their birth, and some of these women will have met with a doula. It's a minimum of one time for which that we included them in the analysis. So what we're looking forward to do in the next year is to really tease out what happens when they interact with the doula from 28 weeks on and they have education and they have exposure to the choices that they're allowed to make.
And with that first grant, you'll be fortified for more time.
Exactly. Exactly.
More questions?
Oh.
The limitations of what?
Doula.
Do you mean for the mothers to have a doula? Oh, yeah, we had funding for women who were patients at East Liberty Family Healthcare Center through grant funding, and then we had funding for women who were UPMC for U members, and that is one of three medical assistance providers in our area. So the women had to be enrolled in that medical assistance provider, UPMC for U, and they had to be referred through the medical assistance provider. It's a community-based doula program, and so in general, it's by neighborhood. We have doulas who live, because if they're going to be doing home visits, it's a lot easier if they live close to where the woman is. It also, as the program grew so exponentially, it also became availability of the doula who could fit that woman into her, you know, who would fit into her client load of women. So in general, it's if the woman makes any specific requests for the characteristics of a doula, which the greatest one is, I want a doula who's had children. So, which, but it doesn't happen. Even that doesn't happen that often. But then it's by neighborhood where they get their care. And we have specific doulas at these different sites around the city. What we did was we have one doula who generally works with all the women getting their care there. And those women, with a few exceptions, will live in that general area, which is why they're getting their care at that center. And then the doula becomes known to the staff at the center and the providers and can see the woman at their visits and then also do home visits as well.
There's also some